Shami Brachos, Daf Ayin Dalet. Mishnah continues on Ayin Gimel Beis. Excuse me. Mishnah says, Nashim Abadim Ketanim, Emezam Naleya. Women and slaves and Ketanim, they are not mezamim with them. You can't use them for a zimun. Now, the next part of the Mishnah is really a completely separate halakha and a separate Mishnah. But this halakha be mustar for zimun, men and women and avadim ketanim cannot be mezame, cannot be mustar. What's the reason why women can't be mustar? So the Pnei Moshe's lashon is ein mezamin aleihem even with their husbands, she'ein chaverta na'a. It's not nice. It's pasnish. It's not nice that they would be joined together as a zimun. Rash Salul's lashon is mishum pritzusa because it's pritzus. Now this is lemaisa, the halakha lemaisa that we do not have women joined together with the men for zimun. Of course, they can answer quietly if the men are mizami. They can answer quietly, and they should answer. The women by themselves seemingly have a chi of zimun. You have three women eating together. They, even though not shachanor, we bring down both deis. The halakha mishibura seems to steam us our poskim. Is that they should have a zimun? They should have the amos mechayev and zimun, just together men with women to count as part of the zimun, as the part of the three. They cannot be counted. The question is, what about at a Shabbos table? You have a husband, a wife, and a son by mitzvah bachur. So the which is means that the woman is either a wife or a mother of the other two. Can she be mitzvah with them? Would that be considered pritzus or not? So the Rosh Salur brings down Machlokes he bein aposkim. He just says it's Machlokes bein aposkim, whether we are mistar for that or not. And again, I believe that the minig is that they do not. I asked Rav Scheinberg this many years ago, and he said that the minig is that they do not. Again, if it be women themselves, yes, but the women, even with their husband and son, would not be mistarif together to make a zimun. Now, the avadim is similarly also. The avadim is because also pritzi b'arayos. The lashon of Pnei Moshe is shtufei zimayima. They're also involved in pritzusa. They're involved in znus. And therefore, they is inappropriate. What about ketanim? Ketanim, the Mishnah says, kipi mezamin. And on that, there's a tremendous machlokes lahalacha as to exactly what it means, ketanim. What ketanim are we referring about? Are we referring to ketanim that are reached the age of 13, but did not have a simone godless, didn't have two pubic hairs? Are we talking about those who have simone but have not reached the full age of 13? They're a little bit less than 13 years old. Are we talking about ketanim that have an ability to understand the mezumen, to understand the brachos? Does it make a difference if they understand what the brachos zimun is all about? We'll see the Gemara, Lechera Chilik later, whether that makes a difference in halacha. The Pnei Moshe has an arichas negeh to the din of ketanim as to what to be according to many, if they know to make a bracha, they know how to be mezame, they know how to do so, that they are able to mitzayir together. And it's also a shayla where we talk about in the Gemara's going to see in the Chilik, where we're talking about if there's a katan that's mitzayir with three, if there are two men and a katan, is that different than if you have nine men and one katan, lagabe a minyan, where you say the Shem Hashem during the zimun? Would that make a difference? So again, the Gemara is going to make that qualification, and the sugya of ketanim is a sugya arichta in halakha, and Rishonim, in Bavli, and Rishonim, particularly in Osei Caleb of Shulchan Aruch, of the halakha's lemaisa, what the story of a katan is, nogeya to a zimun, and we'll see as the Gemara goes along. So then again, at the end of the Mishnah, I mentioned a separate halacha, kamazamin, how much does one eat in order to be able to have a chi of zimun? So machloike is tanoim, at kezayis. Tanakama says a kezayis, Avidoma says at kebeya. Has to be a shir of a kebeya. And of course, the question is, are we talking about this nechei of zimun, or this nechei to birchas hamazon itself? What are we referring to? So the, are we referring to all of them, or just one of them? So the Rosh Halacha says, when the Gemara is kasha at kama mezamnin, means kama yakal ashlishi de bishurah kazi etzur filadayu. Two ate a shear of bread, no question. Now the third one had a little bit. So the third one, how much does he have to eat to be mistarif together for zimun? Is it a kazayas or is it a or a kebeya? Again, is it a kazayas here? We're assuming it means a kazayas of a bread. Whether it's a kazayas of yerek or other things that the Gemara is going to discuss going along very soon. And the question is whether that is considered starif or not. Whether it can be starif together for a yerek or something else, or mazonos, starif together for three, or does it make a difference again if you're saying the Shem Hashem, whether that would be considered halakha as well. Now, Lamaisa, this is again, the halakha would be nogeya to brechas amazon. Zimun is only because we're talking about the sugya of Zimun. But the same thing would be whether it is a chi of benching. If there's no chi of benching, then there's no inyan to be mistarif to Zimun. So we're talking about Nordic Machai Birchas Amazon is a Kesayas or Kebeya, that's the Machlokas. And that Machlokas, of course, extends as well to the Indian Zimun, but it's not limited to Zimun. It's in discuss as well in the sugya of whether a Birchas Amazon, either how much you have to eat or not to be Machai Birchas Amazon. Says the Gemara. Gemara discusses of a katan could become a sniff to asara, could be able to be mashlam. A sniff is like a branch or a part of it. Which means if you have nine adults and one katan, so sniff you might become starved together. With the zimun sniff lashon is chibur lezimun asara. Sniff means you can attach himself. He can become part of the zimun asara. And again, we're talking about even if katan does not have wasn't qualified, doesn't mean that he has simanim or doesn't have simanim. So the halakha will see that the halakha is that you can't even if they don't have simanim godless. If they're 13 years old, that's a halakha that they're able to start together. And we're talking about over here, even if he didn't have it. And Lamaisa, what the Gemara is going to qualify now coming up, which is important, is to understand that there's two different ways of mizameh. In this minute, we talked about so far the Zeman of three of Gimel. We would say Havla Nevarech. The Mishnah coming up is going to talk about the Indian of Zeman with Ne'asar, where you say the Shem Hashem. So you incorporate the name of Hashem. So when we say it, when we cut them in styre, cut them can become a sniff, what are we talking about? So we can see, according to the halakha, many the shitas halakha and mishainim, is a katan cannot be mistarif to be the third. You have to have a chi of zimun, and you can't be mistarif to make it the chi of zimun. However, negea to 10, if there's 9 plus a katan, he can be mistarif. And the question is, why would that be different? The Gemara is going to ask this question now. But the halakha would be, again, to make the zimun that he can't, but to be mistarif together for the 10th that he can. So the Gemara has a shayla. We say, I'm a doctor of katan. We don't go with a doctor whether he had simonim or didn't have simonim. So Mela's mashma, that if he's katan, and whether he's considered a katan, whether he has simonim or doesn't have simonim, halacha is he's not, the Mishnah says, he can't be included in Zimun. So what is the halacha then? We're saying in the name of Rebbe, Shimon says that Shimon Shimon Shulim, in the name of Rebbe, that it can be used mistarif as sniff. How can that be? But Mishnah says clearly not like that. So Mercy Sam Rav Yossi, so Yossi explains that really we're talking about a case is where not lagabe the din of actual mitzdarev, but only talking about the din of a sniff, which means the Mara explains as follows. That to be said, Allah Hashem Shema Levi, that's talking about a case is where we're not talking about where Lishne Katanim Zara. Talking about a case we have two katanim that are mixed together in a group. And you need to. Mara says, She'em Mavi Katan. If we say you have a group of 10 people and there is a Katan, also it's a Safek, we make him as a Safek. And if it's a Safek, then we cannot count them. It cannot be counted. However, Safek also knows a Vadai. But if there was another one, if there was two Katanim, then the other one we can treat him as if he's a Vadai. In other words, we don't have to say that the Suffolk, that since each one's a Suffolk, Katan Suffolk, Gadol, and therefore both he can't use. No, we could say that there is a Suffolk, so we can make a sniff. We can add him on. We can make him as part of the group, which means that if one of them, Katanim, we have to say him, it's a Suffolk, he can't, Mishra says, Amazam, you can't use. The other one is a Suffolk, so him will say, we can make it like a Gadol. Because the other one's a Katan, this one's a Gadol. Yes, they could both be Katanim, the Atzen. But Lamaisa, the halacha is, that's a chiddush here, that if you have two, we can use one as a sniff and allow him to become part of the tzibur, part of the minyan, to be able to answer even with the Shem Hashem. Even with the Shem Hashem. Right, so Gemara says, this is that Rosh Hashanah has a little bit different way the Gemara's Kash and Teretz, whether the Gemara's good for asking on how much medaktik on the cotton itself, could we assume that he's a gadol, but not if it's Vadai a cotton mamash, then we don't include him. And the others learn that even if it's mamash a cotton, there's no difference in the age, and we assume the same thing, as long as he's a day of Levarev, then he's included, even if we Vadai doesn't have a simonim, he's not at the age yet to have simonim, he'll still be included. He'll still be included. The Gemara says the halakha this is halakha we see. You do a positive b'shem of Yosi Tisha v'Nirin. Same halakha we find Tisha v'Nirin Asara Zam. If you have 9 people who look like there are 10, the halakha is you can mitzvah together and make it into a minyan. Now, what does that mean that they have 10? You can even do it a shem Hashem. So Gemara says assignment. What makes them into a group? Gemara says I feel a cut them in if there's a cut between them. Since it looks like it's 10 people, you don't notice the child amongst the group, now look at you can mitzvah. So in other words, it is, if you have, not a question of get to 3, if you have 2 and 1 a cotton, it's nearer that he's a cotton, that you don't have, you can very clearly see, and he can't be included. But if you have a situation where you have 9 gedolim and 1 cotton, so it's like you look at them as a group, you don't single out the cotton, and they look as if they're 10 people together, and Mamela, therefore, halakha is you can mitzvah them. That's when you can use, you can mitzvah to a minyan. In such a case, we make this to a vaday, and we say, therefore, the halakha would be, in such a case, we are machmir, that we say that he's considered a gadol, and that you're able to go ahead and even use the Shem Hashem. But as we explained before, that you can't do this if it's a situation where it's going to make it to the Zeman itself, the Chiv Zeman, that we will not do. Because that clearly is not recognized by is a cotton. The Mishnah says you can't include him. But if it's together in a group, Messiah, we can go ahead and make him into a Tziruf, make him to a Simon. We're allowed to use it to make a minion because that's the part of the requirement that we have, that it looks like there's 10. It's enough to be considered a Tzibur in the Shay, the Shem Hashem. So the Gemara says that the Gemara has a Shayla. The Gemara has a Shayla to get to this Tana. It says as follows. Rabbi Chaya Yom Rabbi Chaya says, Rabbi Yaakov, Rabbi Zidde Ba'i, Kumei, Rabbi Yossi, came to ask him a Shayla. He asked Rabbi Yossi a Shayla. Katan, Yossi no son, Snif Lassar. We said, just in the saying, a Katan, you can make him to a Snif Tassar, to complete to be Mashal and Minyan, if you have 9 adults and 1 Katan. Gemara says, Imamei Amalka Yossi, Osef Lashosha. And if so, let's make it also to a Snif, to make it 3. If you have 2 and a Katan, it should be 3. But why? What's the Svar? What's the connection? It's a Kavachoyma. Ma Tamaj Ramaskin, it's a Shem, also no Sunev. Once we talk every 10 people, we mention the Shem, Hashem, we make it into a group of minion. Can't you must give us a Shem? Well, we don't mention Hashem's name. It's less of a Chomer Dicka thing. Look, Oshachim. Surely you should be able to use them as a Snif. In other words, the chayr of the Gemara, the svari is that whenever we have minyan, you have to say Hashem. You know that we just have to have can't say Baruch Hu, Kedusha, Kadesh without 10. The 10 persons mechayev of the minyan. You can say the Shem Hashem. You can use the Shem Hashem. But without the minyan, you can't say it. So the chayr here, we allow the cotton and mitzvah on the bench in the zimu with Hashem's name. Kal v'chomer, we should be allowed to do. We don't mention Hashem's name. Just in regular 3, it should be allowed to use. So the Gemara's kasha pisvara, it should be considered that it should be acceptable. Why do we say dafka only in the case of asara? So the Gemara answers, Amalei, no, okay, in the culture thing. It's not a culture thing. We don't say it's a culture thing. And it says Tamadeshe Omer, Mr. Shem, Osin Oso, Snip. If it's not a Kalakoma, you know why? Because it tells us that when you mention Shem Hashem, then you could go ahead and make it a sniff. Kanchika ain't cause a shame, ain't a sniff. Here you go, you can't use it. In other words, that it's the dafka because not that we could say we have a minion because so we could say Hashem, but rather it's because of the fact that we'll see in our look and our example that because we say Hashem Hashem, it's that itself is the tzira. That itself that we have now, that is the obligation to make the tzira. So the fact that we have this just mentioning Hashem's name, so like you're asking Hashem to join, so it's like that is the din. That is the sim. And the Farshim will bring down that based on the Medrash, the Haredim brings this down, and the Rishonim bring it down a little bit more detail even. And he gives an example quotes the Gemara by the Shvatim. It says when they went and they sold Yosef, it says they went to make a shvua that no one should go and tell Yaakov the truth. So it says that what did they have? They made a shvua amongst themselves, and Shem Hashem. So they had to have 10 people. But they have 10 people. Reuben wasn't there, And the Ruvi wasn't there, of course. Binyamin wasn't there, Yosef was not included. So Mela, they only had nine. So how'd they do? How did they have? They didn't have a minion to be able to make a shvuah. That's right, they had to make a shvuah. So we said that the, so when I said, what did they do? When I said, Asher Tafel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu joined them, Shikra HaKadosh Baruch Hu became part of the Keirim, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu led Yaakov, Hashem HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they, until the Gidolo. In other words, what happened? All that's the Kasha, all the Rishonim has the Kasha, but it's really a Kazal, like Gemara says, that the, why didn't HaKadosh Baruch Hu tell Yaakov, Yaman, the Snake, and Yaakov refused to be comforted? When he said Yosef was missing, he knew that Yosef was alive because it was said there was no Koach HaShikha. So why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu all those years tell him that Yosef was alive? Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu not be merakim on him and tell him? So explanation is, Mara says, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu was part of the Cherem. Because they incorporated HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Meshutta to be the 10 to make the Shvuah B'Shem HaShem, because they needed 10 people to do so, HaKadosh Baruch Hu couldn't violate the Cherem that he himself was part of. Only until later, when Yosef himself revealed himself to his brothers, now Yaakov, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, was able to communicate with Yaakov and bring back the Shekhinah, bring back the Ruach HaKodesh that Yaakov had, because he was now no longer Ba'avelus, and therefore that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu couldn't tell him before. So Mela, if we see that, they can even mistarif it together. So therefore, if they can mistarif together, so the Chayra should be the same minion. It could be every time we have the Shem Hashem, it's the Tzir for Shem Hashem. And the cotton just making it into the 10. But it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shekhinah, it should be the same idea. Now obviously, in the first year, I have difficulty trying to understand the connection, the sugya between the Shvatim incorporating HaKadosh Baruch Hu to and to 10 people in, around the Zimun, around the dining room table, that they should be able to inspire if the Shem Hashem should make that difference. But the concept is there, the Gemara says. You know, the Kal Chomer, you want to have that, you don't have. Because Be'etzem, the fact that they have the Shem Hashem, you see that it could be done. So therefore, the Kasha that you had, it's really just slugging up the Kasha that left, where you see that you can't bring a... you can't bring a Kal Chomer, and therefore halacha is by 10 you can be inspired, you make a sniff, the Kata can be inspired, you can ant semen with a Shem Hashem, but you can't do that when you have three, that you can't do. The Gemara gives another example. Similar idea, Katani, Sefer Torah, Osen Smo Sniff, you want to go at Lane the Torah, if you have a Kata with a Sefer Torah, you can also make a sniff to be able to make a minion. If you have a Kata holding a Sefer Torah, you can be included in making a minion, and this halacha should be that it can be included. Now, this halacha lemaisa, this is something of says the Haredim brings down, coach of the Rush, that brings down that the low Sefer Torah, low, without a Sefer Torah in his hand, you can't make a cut in his tariff. And therefore, it doesn't apply here. Because of the same idea, you can make it into a thing. So you see that is Shaykh to Mitztarev together. And of course, this doesn't mean picking up a Chumash or Sidurim like you used to find in some shuls. They would just take a Sefer Torah and the... that would be all of a sudden make it into a minion. That would not. And then I've heard of shuls that they did, unfortunately, in neighborhoods where there was not enough of people to make a minion on a day. The minion, they would take three or four boys and have them take a chumash or a sefer Torah, and they would be allowed to make a minion and answer Shem Hashem and Kaddish Kedusha, which clearly that would be not kahalak. So again, so over here he says, a cotton chumash biyado ilo yado mibrochen is on the same level. A cotton with a chumash in his hand that you can't do has to be someone who understands, knows the brachos, somak to be on gadol, and understands the brachos. As we're going to say in a moment, you can count it to a minyan shiva. You can count it together. So therefore, the idea was the same idea is that mistarif together. So you see that there's such a thing of being mistarif together to make a minyan. So the Gemara says, "I'm Rav Yudin, Makeni Masis." And this is the halakha of the brisa, cotton save taro, also so sniv. The lashon is a person. You go ahead. You want to go ahead and be able to have. Seven people to be able to read the Torah on Shabbos. You need to have seven aliyahs. So, Mela, you have to do that. You need to have the minyan. The halacha is you can dive together, and the Sefer Torah in his hand as a sniff to be allowed to use to complete the shiva aliyos that you have. Of you can make it only in the ketanim. Has to be with a gedolim, with a katan in there with a Sefer Torah. That's what the brisa means. Making my mother a sniff. When do we say he makes a sniff? When is the time that we consider making a sniff? When do we include him in the zimun? So the Gemara says, machlek v'inam v'nochet v'yuda, Both of them say the name of Shmuel, a different opinion. The level is not just a small child, has to be the child where he understands Tiv HaBracha, he understands the nature of a bracha, he understands exactly what a bracha is, the translation of a bracha, who you're saying the bracha to. That is what you, that is the din of Shmuel's halacha, of such a cotton you can mistire it together as a sniff. He understands it, not, you don't even mean I know the bracha, you just understand and know who you're saying the bracha to. In other words, as long as you know you're saying it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even if you don't really understand the bracha, the specifics of the bracha, what the bracha means, the halacha that you could go ahead and include it with a minyan to be able to do it in such a way. So the Marzal says that this would be the sugya in halacha as to the extent of how much we allow a katan to be part of a minyan. If he understands that, what is it then? Sniff of bracha. So he says the Pnei Moshe, the day of Tibrach, Afishin, the day of Levi, doesn't understand that, Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't understand that concept, but he understands the concept of a bracha, Tibrach, the nature of a bracha, to say thank you, but doesn't understand yet the connection of Kadosh Baruch Hu. And the other sheet is that, no, the Miyum of Baruch, he actually understands it's a Bari Olam, he's saying the bracha to Kadosh Baruch Hu, that is a higher level of maturity that you need, that's the level of a katan that we allow, taking a holding a Sefer Torah, that we allow you to even start together. So the halakha, do we allow this thing out? The halakha l'maisa, do we allow a katan with a sefer Torah to be mistired? Maisa is a tshuva here. Discuss whether we allow it or not. Moshe does not, just frowns upon it and says, yesh al milismo. We do that on the Rishonim, but it's not something that Moshe was very pleased with. And clearly in many, many, but the Knesios, they did not allow such a thing. I asked Rabbi Yashav many, many years ago if I could ever allow that at B'Shas of Chak. If I have nine people in a katan that's going to be almost being a gadol, whether I could allow it or not, and Yeshua told me not to rely on that. Halacha not to do so. Okay, so the Mar says, he said, Kamazin Elklis V'Rav Taklif Rav, a Maisa Rav. Many times I sat together with Rav Taklif from my father, and my uncle Anis Basisi, and he was a katan then. Beloy Zimnulai, he wasn't yet. They didn't take Zimun with me. He was a katan. He even had may even have been 13, but he sat together with his father and uncle at a suda, and they would not make a Zimun until they were able to bring Shtei Sairos. That it was there. Till that time, you would not be able to. There's a question, do you need the Lakhla Maisa? Do we need both? This the Yud Gimel Shanim and the Beis Simonim, or just one or the other is considered good enough? That's a Makhlegas Halakha. And what says is some say that that Lagab again, Lagab Eid Halakha is this requirement is not Mizamin unless you have this. We just finished saying that if you're a Katan itself, you can mitzdar it together. You can go, you make a sniff. So the Chayrid Halakha is this is Nogeya to this even three. In other words, a katan you can mitzdar together. It says a sniff to mashlim for 10, but for the three you can't use a katan unless the katan was maybe Shtei Sairos. And the case over there was it was only three people, and since he didn't have Shtei Sairos, Emela even if he was 13 years old according to many Rishonim, but he wasn't didn't have Shtei Simonim, then they have a look because they did not include him into the Zimun. The Mishnah continues the halacha of Mizamin HaKazayas until the Kazayas. The Gemara wants to know the Shear of the Kazayas, what are we referring to? There was a bunch of Shilas that came up. Shema Shilas come around. He's down, right? I'm saying come into Rav Shmuel Bashir. He came from Shema Shilas. And he asked the question, Tisha Pasay Achiyar. If you nine men ate bread and one ate vegetables, can you go ahead and starve together to be a Zimun? In other words, since, again, do we need 10 for Pas? But only one person ate a vegetable. Yarakos, is that able to go ahead and if it's not in Bechas Amazon, is he allowed to be mistaken for the Zimun? Amulani said Mizam, they can. What about eight bread and two vegetables? Amulani Mizam, yes. Masa Shiva, they asked them about three people had pass. Excuse me, seven had pass for three had bread, and now three had vegetables. So Amulani Mizam then. When I said, you can do this, even there you can Mizam. So Gemara said, this was the Shiloh that asked him when he was in Bavil. He came to Eretz Yisrael, he was saying over the halachas of what he heard. And the name of his Rebbeim, the Shiloh that he asked what he heard. So Gemara says, then Ravina then heard the Shiloh, Ravina said, I have another Shiloh. What did they say about Mex and Mexima? What about half and half? Five ate pots and five didn't. You have kept all the things you quoted from the Chachmei Bavel. You were quoting that there, as long as you rove, said pots, it was considered. Even seven was considered Tzvash. They didn't ask the question about six, but they asked the question of seven. So Gemara says, But now the question is, he went right away to ask about 5 and 5. What happened to 6? Well, it seems that they said once they saw that 7 is good and 8 is good because it's a rove, so the chayr would apply even in the case we only had 6, it'll be sufficient as well. Therefore, the Gemara didn't have a shot. The Gemara knew that what the psak would be by 6. The question is, what about 5 and 5? There's no more rove anymore. What's the halacha? Do we say you can mitzayir for zimun? Those who wait the yerah can mitzayir for zimun or not? That is the Gemara's shayla. That was a shayla they asked. It was above a lady and asked this question. We came there to Israel and he was saying over the halacha. They asked him this question. What's the halacha about this shayla? What's the halacha about going ahead and asking, can you go ahead and be mitzayir with 5 and 5? So I'm a lay of Zera. Zera said, Arana tama and tricholet. Well, I was in there. Bob was still in Bavil. Mar says, I had a suffix because I had the shayla. I didn't know the answer. Mar says, "Mitzrayim minei l'shalte." I was afraid to ask another question, so I never asked him. So I don't have the psak on that shayla. That is the way the Haredim learns the Gemara. So the back and forth of the Gemara. He says that they came. They wanted to ask the shayla, and Mishayurim mechal l'shalte. You know, he was afraid of him because Rashi says I didn't ask the question. Mitzray, I was afraid to ask him. I was afraid it was such a great other Megadol. I was afraid to mitzray him to ask him another question. So I didn't ask him. But now that you're asking me the question, I'm a tzayir now that I didn't ask that question myself. I had the question then, but I didn't want to ask him because I was afraid. I was afraid to ask another question. I don't want to treat him to ask another question. But now that you ask me this question, it says, now I'm perturbed. But tzayir says the Rashi, that I didn't ask the shayla myself. That I should have asked this question because it's an important question. And Gemara says, tomorrow is not pleasure to shayla as to what is the halakha in such a case. So the Masa Chayra, the Gemara says that it seems that 5 and 5, the Etzim Halakha is we're not. The fact that the Gemara didn't pass in the Shaila, the Chayra, the Gemara rove, yes, but the 5 and 5, we do not mezame, because it's the Shaila the law lukta. We don't, especially when saying the Shem Hashem, so we are not mitzdarif together. That seems to be the Halakha Lamaisa. Person went ahead and made a brach on Yerek. What's the Yerek? What's halakha Yerek? What does that mean? It means that if you have two people at bread and one person at Yerek, so you can starve together at Zimun, we say what happens is that the person who's going to be Varev, he's going to be Motz to them, says this Rosh Hashanah. The Gemara's Kasha is that in those days, we said earlier the other day, that a person would lead the benching, the Zimun would be the one to read the benching, the whole first, either the whole benching or at least of the first bracha. He would do the bench, and everyone else would listen to him and answer Amen. So the question is, the one at the Yerik, you can starve together to the Zimun, but the question is, can he go ahead and actually be the Mavarev? Can he, since he's not benching, he has no key of benching, can he be yo to the others? Or the halakha is, no, you need someone who has the pas to do that. That was the one of Shaila. That's the Makafle, she does it, Rav Yemir. You must say, this Shaila, Rav Yemir, you must say, is the Chayra Stira. In other words, instead of Gemara is not answering the Shaila, the Gemara is sort of saying, we have a Sugya, but we have a different Shaila, and we prove from the Shaila of Yemiyo, the Chayra Stira in the Shita of Yemiyo, the Gabi Birkas Amazon, and therefore the Gemara wasn't pushed that Shaila. The Gemara didn't tell us what exactly we're talking about, which case we're talking about, Nagea to a Yerek, where a person in the Mavarek, whether he's able to bench or not, is the Shaila. Where it would be fine that this question was asked before, and it's a Stira to what Gemara is going to say over here. So the Gemara sidetracks to a Braisa, lengthy Sugya, lengthy Braisa, where the Gemara discusses this case, and there are several variations of this Braisa. In the Bavli, we have a completely different variation of this Braisa. What does it mean? Braisa, shows you may have Nazirim, a little bit, make sure no shetta. There were 300 Nazirim, people who were Nazirim, who came up there to Israel. They finished their Yemei Nazirus. Now they had to bring Kabanos. Each one had to go ahead and bring 3 Kabanos. Every Nazir was required to bring 3 Kabanos, a Chatas, an Oila, and a Shlomim. Upon Nazirus, you have to come to the Beis HaMikdash and bring up this time of the Bayis Sheni. You have to come and bring up the Beis, bring it up. Problem is, they were aniyim. They couldn't afford it. They didn't have no money. They all came to Shemet Shatak, who was God like the Rosh Hashanah, to discuss what to do. So 150 of them, half of them, he found them a Pesach to be able an opening to their neder of Nazirus, and therefore they didn't have to go. They were never a Nazir. Mamela, they did not have to, because they weren't a Nazir, they did not have to bring any kabanos. We caught them from bringing kabanos. 150 didn't have a Pesach. Now, what do you do to 150? They didn't have any money to bring their 3 kabanos. So also Gav Yanai Malka. He went to Yanai, the king. He was very close. He was a close advisor of Yanai HaMelech. Yanai was the king of the Chashmonaim, Malchus Chashmonaim, that came and became the Gadol. And he acted himself as a Kohen Gadol as well. He put himself in as a Kohen Gadol. We discuss as a great Arichas in Bavli. He says, he came to Yanai HaMelech, and he said to him, Amalei, here's a Gadol, you have 300 Zerim. They need 900 Kabbanos there. Each one needs 3. But they don't have any money to do it. So Elam, I want. I'll make a deal. You have a partner. You give half, you pay for half of that from you, and I'll give the other half of mine. And this way, we'll be able to get. Shalom Gabbamadim. He said, fine, the deal. Yanai sent them 450 Kabbanos, so they're able to go bring for them, which really was perfect, because now the 450 was exactly what the 150 needed, 3 for each. So everybody was Yotze. But how does it listen to Bishay? A person went to report on him to the Melech. Anshim v'anshatach, to go with Lashonah Anshim v'anshatach. That he didn't, Amalei said to him, a king, he didn't give anything from his own. He made fun of you. He mocked you. He never gave anything of his own. Shama Yanai HaMelech would cause. Yanai HaMelech got angry, heard about it, got very angry. Shama realized that his life is in danger, and he ran away, and he ran away for his life, fled to hide from Yanai, where they hid in the cave, in the Bavli as all Arichas, as to exactly what happened, where he went and during that particular time, and what he did during that particular time. So Mar says, "Butzi Yoimin." Mar says, "After some time came Sokam Ben Nashravin Ben Chusa, the Paris Gabayan Maka, the Bnei Malachim, princes from the Persian kingdom came to visit Rabbi Yana Maka, to visit the Yana the king." Mar says, "When Yosvin Avalim, when they came to sit down to eat in Suda, Mar says, I'm related said to him, last time we were here, and even unknown." Last time we were here, he was an elderly man, an older person. He was a brilliant man, a tremendous person, a tremendous chokmah to say. And we were amazed with his chokmah. We remembered him. Mar says, let's go bring him here so we can listen to him. So Tanoi on the day, Yana told him he's not here. I told him why he's hiding, because he told him what happened. So I'm a lady said to him, but go get for him. Bring him anyway. Shalvi Yavlei Milah went in and sent him a message. He sent him a message that he should come, that he's not promised him that he's not going to do anything. He's not going to harm them. So he says, Amunah, Rashi sent him some type of security amulet that would be guaranteed that, an assurance, a guarantee that he will not be harmed. Committed in writing, he wrote something to give Shemet Chetach that he shouldn't have to worry that he'd be protected. So it says that Pnei Moshe Nosim Eizad Davar LeSimen Nafticho LeYosim Ra, gave him something like that would give Now Amaisa the Bavle, and then we have the Midrash Rabbah also that this case, the person he sent this message with was his wife. His wife was the sister of Shimon ben Chetach, who hid him, who Amaisa. And she, the matter of the different story that Maisa and Bavli is that she was the one who told Shemet Chatah to go hide, that she heard that Yanai wanted to kill him. And then she was the one, while he was hiding, she was the one who provided for him with provisions and made sure that he had whatever he needed, during that time to make sure that he would survive. So once she went and she brought him this thing. So once when he got that, he came. Otherwise, he happened to Malcolm Lucas, they came and he sat down between Yanai and his queen. Between them. So Amalei Yanai said to him, why did you go lie to me? Why did you trick me? So Amalei Shimon Shatta said, I didn't trick you at all. I did exactly what I told you. I didn't do anything wrong. What did I do anything wrong? I didn't give him mine. No. I said to you, I'll do half, you do half. You gave your kabbonis from your money. I didn't matter, I said, from my kochma, from my Torah, I was able to take you the other half. I found them at Pesach. I was able to get them out of their naziris. So I did my part. I did with Kokma. You did with Diksev. You would sell a Kokma, but sell a Kesev. It says in the Pasuk in Geheles, that would sell a Kokma. A person sits in the shade of Kokma and sells a Kesev. It's the same thing. Kesev and Kokma is the same. I'm a lay, and I'm a rakta. Okay? And I understand. So why did you run away? If you didn't do anything wrong, you explain to me now. So why did you run? Why did you hide? And when I said, I'm a lay, and I'm a master, my Kesev, like, you're angry. We know, but just come my hudin karayu. And I wanted to fulfill what the pasuk says. The pasuk in Yishayah Navi, Havi kimad regad yavazal. A person should hide for a moment until anger passes. You cannot speak to someone b'shas kaisam. In other words, that's why I did it, because you're angry and you can't talk to someone when you're angry. When it says, Yana called upon him, Yisrael does Chokhmah, the Chai Bala. Chokhmah is a person, you see how brilliant, he was amazed, the Chokhmah of, in the Pasuk, in the Kehelas, that he was so, we refer to Shlomo Kirin Batak as a person of the ultimate level of Chokhmah. So Amalei, I said to him, Lema Sabi Makalka, can I ask one more question? Why did you sit between the king and the queen? Amalei, Besifat Ben Sira Ksiv. In the Sefer, in the book of Ben Sira, it says, Sal Saleh, it says that the should tills of Tirah should go into the depths of Tyra. And Mar says Tashiv will lift you up, and Benegidim will sit between the rulers, will sit between the Malkas, between the kings. So therefore, I want to be kind that pasuk to sit between the Melech and the Malka. This Ben Sizra is an Arichus Gadol in the Rishonim and the Bavli. Exactly what Ben Sira was. Ben Sira was someone who lived in the time of Chachmei HaTalmud, the time of the second base of Mikdash. The Chachamim were amazed with his Chachmah, with his wisdom, and some of the Amoraim wanted to actually incorporate into Shas. However, because there were certain things in there that were connected the Messiah, certain things that are there were connected what was accepted, some considered blasphemy. Therefore, because of those few statements, they did not make a sefer as part of Shas. However, there were many statements that he did say, and Sanhedrin and Arichos about this, where I said that certain things you can't read, but the rest of it you can. And many of those things were quoted throughout Chazal, throughout the Bavli Yerushalmi, as to statements, brilliant statements that he had said in his lifetime, and this is one of them. So therefore, it was quoted, so Hashem Etzel quoted the sefer Ben Sira to the Chokhmah that he said. Okay. Now what happened? Gemara says that after they went, this came up, and he went and he entertained the guests with his kachma. Then came the bench. So Yana Melech wanted the makabe Rav Yana Shimon Metzadok. Give him the cup and let him go bench. They break us amazon. Makabe him with the benching. So Gemara says what happened? Gemara says what did he do? Gemara says, Nasukis, he took the Shimon Metzadok took the cup. The Yama, and he said, let's go ahead and make a bracha on this food that Yanai Hamelech and his friends ate. So the chutzpah, like in the Lord, they ate and he didn't eat. It was like a bizarre Amish chutzpah to the melon. So Yanai said, even now, you're still chutzpah in front of me, you're making fun of me in front of other people. And that's not, what kind of zimun is that? Who talks like that? So Amalei said to him, my name, what should I say? I'm Shalachanu. I supposed to say, Shalachanu, we are in me. If I eat, how can I say Akanu? So the Gemara says, if I can't say the Zimra, I have to say it in such a lashon. So Amayan, I said to him, I thought you ate, give him something to eat. I'm not going to give him something to eat. From my Nevarak on the Muslim Shakal. Now he was able to go ahead and say, Nevarak on the Muslim Shakal, that we were able to eat. So the Gemara is going to see from in a minute what they prove from here, what we're learning from this whole story, what's the reason why the Gemara brought this in. Now when we say went to eat, what did he get to eat? So he brought him Yerakos. Well, we brought him mini tagima. Didn't bring him bread. There was no bread. So Mamela, he didn't wash, so they just gave him something that he could eat. So Mamela, with that, he still was able to make a bracha. He was able to go ahead and make a bracha. How do we know that he didn't wash? Well, the other. There's any place in the story that he washed his hands. He wouldn't have eaten bread without washing his hands. So vice versa, he only ate, it was mini tagima, or he ate Yerakos that he was given. And with that, he was still able to bench. So Gemara says, now someone wants to know, back to the Shai, what we discussed, back to the beginning of the sugya. So Gemara says, I'm a Yochanan, I call Rav Shimon Shaddai. Why come to disagree with Shimon Shaddai? Why? Rav Yirmiyahu says, ah, let me show you. They disagree with Rav Shimon Shaddai. Gemara says, and Rav Amar Lashniya. There are two things that took place over here. Ali Rishona Malashniya. Ali Rishona, when he brought the carbon to zeros. In other words, even though they became an Nazir in Chutzlaretz, there's a shiloh whether there's a din b'chlal you have to bring a carbon if you have an Nazirus. The Mishneh and Masechus Nasi discusses the shiloh and Nazirus El Beretz, only in Eretz Yisrael. So the fact that he could have come, instead of just saying 150 pounds of Pesach, the other 150, he said you have to bring a carbon, and he did, by Rama, he tricked Yanai to giving the carbonus for them. He could have just said there's no din Nazirus. But you don't have to bring a carbon because there's no Nazirus in Chutzlaretz. So that's the first thing. And on the Shnia, with the fact that he went ahead and he had a Yerek, he was able to still make Zimun, be able to other people, and be a Kazazimun. So Memelo, you see, he was Yotze. Not just that he was able to mistarif, but he led the benching. He was leading the benching. So there's two things that he did. So that the Kokanov Shemet, they argue with him. But the question is, what did they argue on? They argued on the first part. They argued on the fact that he should not have gone taken the karbanos from Yana and Melech. He didn't have to do it because the zeros are putted in. They're in the kutzlaris. They did not have to bring a karban anyway. And Abba said, no, alashnia. No, the first thing, they agree with him. But the second thing, that he birchas hamazon, which is what's connected to Rav Sigya, even on a yerek, he didn't have pas, and he was able to go ahead and still lead the benching. Is the chiddush that he said, and the halacha is that the chachamim disagreed with that statement. So you see that lamaisa that we started off before, that the Gemara said we agree with him gabei bechas amazon according to the first tereb. According to Yemi, you agree with him, which means that you're allowed to do that. So why did we say before that you can't? The person when he has the shaila, can the person eat yerek and 9-8 pas and 1-8 yerek, and he be yotze to them bechas amazon? Because you see over here that they disagree. The chachamim said they don't agree with him. They disagree with the shemet shabbat. You have to change it around. And so Chikla says, really, I'll tell you that you have to change it around. In other words, not that we say it's a suffix. Gemara says he was a question what to do. In other words, this the Shiloh was. He wasn't suffix what to do. He said over there, Shema Chetak did it, but the Chachamim disagree. So man, that's why when he asked the Shiloh to him, he was Machalfe Shitase. And that when he asked the Shiloh, when he varach, he said he's telling them that I'm paskin that chachamim disagree. And it was so, like the Pnei Moshe explains. Now he's being masik on what they originally asked him. Hashda masik hakushi. He's answering the original question. Over there, they asked the question, "What's halacha? Can you be varach?" And he's telling them, "Here, you can do so, but the chachamim disagreed." So he's chachamim disagree with him. So that's what Rabbi Yamayo is telling us, that halacha. The Gemara says, that's so. The Miyo Lakaira is questionable what he was saying. In other words, he was Masufik. What's the Sufik? Hey, Shidalir of Shem Gamliel. I know Shem Gamliel, that luck was. According to Shem Gamliel, the luck is very clear. Because we learned in Brizer and Eliyahimah. It says, Asev, Rachel Molyam. A person went into a room and sat down to eat with them. Abishalok Alexai's dog, even an excised dog on Mizami. You can go ahead and Mizami. You can Mizami them. So therefore, you could even go ahead and Mizami, not only just Mistire, but to actually make the Zimun, to lead the bench. So you see that he held over here, like Rav Shimon Gamliel, a person could go do that. So you see, the question was, is there Rav Shimon Gamliel say this? Or what about the Chachamim? Is that, no, so that was the suffix. Not what the halacha was, wanted to know who we paskin. Rav Shimon Gamliel says, the halacha is you can. And the question is, what do the Chachamim say? The Gemara said, "Dibre Chachamim, but the Chachamim, Dak Veishem and Yosam, Yalim Mizam, not love Shiyachok Zayz Dagon. You have to only eat Zayz Dagon. On Yerek itself, you can't. So Mela, therefore, you would not be able to Messiah for Zimun. So, but you see, this would be the halacha here as well. So notes of that when he's saying, Lagabe Yazimun on the Yerek and Mistaf, the other ones, that he wasn't sure. But that it was, it'll come to argue with that as well. But now that we say over here, Shimon Gamliel says, even by a Yerek you can. But on Birkas Amazon, you can only go do so. The Chachamim say Dafke if Yerek is Zayis Dagon. And that is the local Lamaisa of what the Shita is. And that's how we push the Shaila of what he was saying, Nogay to this halacha of whether you commit Zayif or not. That you know that this, he's pushing the Shaila Bain in the Rabbanon, he's pushing the Shaila Bain in the according to Chachamim, what the halacha is. Again, the Haredim learns that to steer in the two sugyas. And he says, therefore, the Gemara comes out l'chumra. However, the Shlo and the Pnei Moshe seem to just simply learn that he was that the suffix not a steer in sugyas, but rather he was trying to determine what the Chachamim's position is. He knows what Rav Shimon Yochai's position is. He knows what Shimon Gamliel, or what are the Chachamim? They prove from the Chachamim. The Chachamim would say in Hakanami that your person, unless it's Minei Dagon, you are not able to lead the Tzibur, the other Mezamnin. Even if you mitzdarif together with them, you won't be able to lead them. That is the halacha lemaisa according to the Chacham. The Gemara says, "Tanu we looked at a brisa, shnayim pasav echad yerek, two people and one at yerek. Mizamen halacha ziko ed mizun. I didn't we just say you can't? The Mishnah said you can't. When I said we said Rashi Mingam Liel, the Mishnah like Rashi Mingam Liel, you can. We just proved that the Chacham say you can't. So how could you say over here in the brisa that mizamen? There it is. That's according to Rashi Mingam Liel. We proved before." The Brisa said that's his opinion, but the Chachamim Taka Halakha Lamaisa disagree and say in Hakanami you can't bring a staff together, and they argue with Shem Gamliel, and say the Halakha is therefore in Mizamnin unless you have Shemini Dagon And that's how we pass in Halakha in Shulchan Aruch as well.